Now to Afghanistan, where girls are required by law to go to school, but many don't. Death threats, acid attacks, and bombings by Taliban militants and other extremists lead some parents to keep their daughters home, even though they want them to go to school. Sometimes it's the families themselves who stand in the way. School officials in conservative communities say relatives are often more interested in marrying off their daughters or sisters than in helping them get an education. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson discovered in the southern city of Kandahar, some girls are now fighting back.
10th grader Rahmania says the moments she savors most in her life are those she spends learning. The 18-year-old, whose last name is being withheld to protect her, says she didn't dare to go to school until her father passed away 5 years ago. He had vowed to disown her if she tried to get an education. These days, the slight girl with big brown eyes dreams of going to college to study journalism, but she adds that it's hard to think about the future when her older brother keeps threatening to stab her to death with a knife he carries in his pocket.
Several times he has beaten me up. He tells me, "You go ahead and go to school, and I'll throw acid on you like the Taliban. I'll go to the Taliban, and they'll protect me if I do this in this land of infidels where girls go to school."
Rahmania believes her brother's anger is rooted in jealousy since he quit school a long time ago. Her family, like many in Kandahar, is also struggling to make ends meet, and the teen says her brother wants her to marry. In Afghanistan, dowries bring in a lot of cash for the bride's family.
"But I don't want to get married, at least not before I finish my studies."
His insistence that she wed is something Rahmania says she uses against him. She explains that when he threatens to blind or maim her, she reminds him that disfiguring her will make it impossible to find a husband. Still, the threats and beatings have driven Rahmania into hiding. She moves every few days from one sympathetic relative's house to another to avoid being found by her brother. NPR was there last week when her mother agreed to help plan her daughter's escape to a women's shelter in Kabul so she could continue her studies in safety. The plan fell apart when Rahmania's mother caved into family pressure that her daughter marry a relative. The mother says the man will allow Rahmania to attend school after they wed, but her daughter believes that's a lie and refuses to marry the relative. Seeing she feels trapped, Rahmania begins to cry.
"If it wasn't a sin to commit suicide, I would. Life has become very bitter."
Ihsanullah Ihsan, who is director of the Kandahar Institute of Modern Studies, where some 800 girls go to school, says Rahmania's case is not unique. He adds that societal taboos are oftentimes as problematic for his students as the Taliban.
"There are many other threats, extremist threats, warlord threats, tribal lord threats, family honor threats, because still there are families in which education is an honor problem. So these women who are coming here are, they're brave to come here for an education."
Ihsan says that bravery has translated into a brighter future for many young women. 300 of his graduates have gotten jobs in Kandahar. But Rahmania says she doesn't want to stay in Afghanistan. She says she yearns to go abroad, but that she's found no one who can help her. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.